I felt quickened in my spirit to this word the other day. We know that prayer is the answer to everything in the life of a believer. But through prayer, true prayer is labor. It is taxing on the body, the mind. And I don't know about you, but I've struggled oftentimes when I pray and nothing happens. And you wait and you pray and nothing happens. You know that God is faithful. You know that God moves by faith. And as I was wrestling with this, because we all have needs, we're, I think, one of the probably the repetitious prayers that we all call upon the name of the Lord for is necessities, needs, you know, things that we are in need of. And we know the Lord told us, don't worry about those things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of my righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. But I was needing a word from the Lord the other day, and I'd been praying and asking God, God, I need a word from you. Just to know that, Lord, everything that I'm carrying, all the burdens that we're all carrying, the prayers that we must have an answer for, Lord, I need you to speak a word to my heart. And I felt God wanted me to share this with us here tonight. I know we're just a small group. I've already started a study and a message to preach on this text out of 1 John chapter 5. If you'd like to follow along in the reading of the Word of God, I felt to encourage somebody tonight with this word because it encouraged me. It encouraged me. It strengthened me. And 1 John chapter 5, are you listening? These three verses changed my, and we've read them, but they've changed the way that I thought about prayer. And I'll tell you what God spoke to me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And you know what the Holy Ghost spoke to me the other day? And I felt quickened to share it tonight. I was going to hold on to it and preach. God simply said these few words to me after I prayed the other day. I have heard you. He says, I have heard you. That's all that God said. I've heard your petition. I've heard your request. I felt no need to go any further. And I feel God right now. I felt a confidence in the, listen, once, have you ever had your parents when you were young? You asking them and asking them and ask them, and they somewhat ignore you? I was a little boy, and I'd ask my dad many a times certain questions. I'd need something or want something, and it almost is like he ignores me. So I begin to ask him again, and not even looking at me, turning a face away from my dad would say, I heard you, son. I heard you. But physically, his response, his body language, none of that turned to me. He didn't give me his undivided attention. Matter of fact, it was almost like he was ignoring me. Have you ever just felt like God sometimes is ignoring you? Have you ever just felt like sometimes God isn't hearing your prayer? Have you ever just felt like, God, where are you in the midst of this trouble or trial? God, I need an answer to my prayer, and you're turning your face from me. I haven't heard nothing. I don't feel the peace. I don't. And you know what I felt to share with you tonight was simply this. God told me to tell those of us that are here, because he spoke it to me the other day, I heard you. I heard you. Now, I don't know what that means to you tonight, but I know what it meant to me When I went down on my knees the early morning a couple mornings ago and I began to cast my care upon the Lord, I don't know about you, but we're all carrying a load. And I'm not going to say my load is any bigger than yours. God knows how much we can take. God knows how much we can bear. God knows how much we're able to handle. But can I tell you this? If we can only come to a place and have a confidence to know that when we lay it down at the feet of the Lord and we make our requests known unto Him, He said, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything, I said anything, somebody say anything, I'm telling you, anything. Oh, hallelujah. If you would really get that down in your spirit, you would begin to see that God, hey man, He's faithful. There's nothing too hard for Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And the confidence that I had, Sister Martin, was knowing when I got up and I didn't feel any different. Come on. There's times when you pray, you unload your heart and your request to God, but you don't see any change. You don't feel any different. You still feel like the problem is still there. I've still got to face the trial. I've still got to face the future. I still got to face uncertainty. I still got to face the unknown of what the future holds. And you feel the weights and the burdens. Burdens and the cares that you're carrying. But I wanted to encourage somebody with this exhortation tonight. God told me to tell you, and I don't know who it is for, but I know it was for me the other morning, and that's why I share it with you. God said He heard your prayer. Hallelujah. He heard what you asked Him. And can I tell you, we can have confidence to know that if He's heard us, He's going to answer us. Hallelujah. I said, if He's heard us, He's going to answer us. Glory be to God. I was reading the other morning, and I never really looked into it too much, but I got to thinking about when Daniel hit his knees. The Bible says that there were some hands that touched him and put him back upon his knees, upon his feet. He started praying. This was when he was praying, and I think it was in Persia, and he began to pray and intercede, and the spiritual warfare was going on in the heavenlies, and we've heard it preached here by Brother Rick and myself, that for how many days? 21 days, I believe it was, that his prayer, amen, was hindered, and the answer to the prayer was on its way. The angel came and answered finally after 21 days. But can I tell you what he told Daniel when he came to him? He says, I heard you. God heard you as soon as you hit your knees. God heard you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, just because you don't feel any different, and you might not see your prayer come to pass, you might not see the healing in your body, you might not see the finances come in, you might not feel the oppression leave, I'm here to tell you that God wanted me to give you a word tonight. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost wanting to encourage somebody that's been praying but doesn't feel like they're getting through to God. They feel like maybe God has forsaken them. I'm here to tell you, have faith in God's word that He has heard you. Hallelujah. He's heard us, church. Hallelujah. He's heard us. That if we ask anything, my God, that's big. I said, that's big right there. I don't have words. Maybe you got a better vocabulary than me, but that's big. That God's a big God. Anything. He said, ask anything according to my will, and I will hear you. Listen, don't dream small, dream big. Amen. I believe God's got some. Don't despise the day of small things. Don't despise the little cloud. Listen to me, church. You can look at the cloud that's on the horizon. God's given us a word, and there's a little cloud that the servant seen. But don't despise the day of small things. God's got some big things in store for those that are praying, those that are seeking His face, and those that have an expectation that He has heard your prayers. Hallelujah. He wanted me to tell you that this is his will. I don't know what the future is going to hold. I can tell you this right now. God may shut one door, but in me, he doesn't. Oh, listen to me. Sometimes it's the will of God that some doors shut, that he can open up another door, that he can open up some other, amen, dimension of his will, his plan, his purpose. We might not see it in the natural. We might not understand it with this carnal mind that is an enemy of God. But let me tell you, God's got some great things in store for those that love him and that will put their trust in him. Can you say amen? Amen. Thank you. And I want you, brother, to have confidence tonight that we're praying with you. When I got the news after my accident and everything seemed like it was caving in, the devil started beating on my conscience saying, what are you going to do? How are you going to pay your bills? Where are you going to live? How are you going to take care of your family? Amen. But can I tell you what? In the midst of that trial, in the midst of that despair, in the midst of that fear that gripped my heart to the point where I was paralyzed. Listen, I was paralyzed in my faith. Amen. You don't know what it is to be so distraught until you come into a trial where you can't even pray for yourself. Amen. You don't have the heart to pray. You're so overwhelmed with unbelief. You're so overwhelmed with discouragement. You're so overwhelmed with fear and frustration and anxiety and panic. I don't know, brothers and sisters. I'm just preaching out of a real experience of what I've went through. This ain't no great revelation from God. I just felt tonight, amen, there might just be two or three of us here tonight that needed to understand. I don't care what the circumstances are. These circumstances aren't here to stay. God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. God's going to answer our prayer. And listen to me, weeping may endure for only a night, a night season we may be in right now, but God's got something good on the horizon, and we need to lay hold by faith of God's word tonight that says he has heard our prayer. Can you say amen? I want to put this in your spirit tonight, so that throughout the rest of this week and the coming weeks ahead, when the devil tries to lie to you and say, oh, look at it, it's all coming against you, it's all caving in. And listen to me, God is a God that says you need to have faith even when everything is coming against you, even when all your circumstances and the things of the natural look impossible. It was Abraham that had the promise of God that I'm going to give you a son. Amen. But it looked impossible. And he waited around for a long time and tried to make it happen. But can I tell you, one day came where God visited Sarah. God visited Sarah. Listen to me. I know that it was God because her womb was dead. Amen. The Bible says it was dead. It was beyond bringing forth life. But when God's word goes forth, amen, it always accomplished that which it has been sent out to do. How many of us know that God may not do it in our timing, may not do it when we want him to do it, but God is surely going to bring his will to pass. Oh, if we can only grasp and understand that it is not no more our prayer must be not my will, oh God, but it is thy will, oh God. Hold on, my brothers and sisters. Be strengthened with this word tonight to know that God has his will working in the midst of us right now. I'm not going to be much longer, but I want to say this. You can be confident tonight to know that he's heard you. That he's heard you. And that if we don't have to be fearful of the will of God. Are you listening? The will of God is how we must pray. Isn't that the way that Jesus gave us that example? Even when he was facing death, amen, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he finally said, Lord, if I've got to drink this cup, I'll go ahead and drink it. I don't want to have to drink it. Oh, listen to me, but he came to the place through prayer where he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There comes a place where, yeah, you've got to drink the good with the bitter. You've got to take the bad with the good. good. And in this Christian walk, there's going to be times where we've got to deny ourselves and we've got to take up our cross and follow Jesus. It's not a popular message for this day and hour that we're living with this religion that many people are promoting that is easy and comfortable and a tiptoe through the tulips. But I read in my Bible all throughout the scriptures that the true men and women of God, their faith and their prayer lives were put to the test. How was it brought forth? They were put into fiery furnaces of affliction. They were put through valleys of the shadow of death. They were put in lion's dens. They were put in fiery furnaces. But brothers and sisters, God brought them through every time. Can you say amen? I know tonight it's hard. It's hard to see where God's taken us. But can I tell you, He has it all in control. I said He's got it all in control. Amen. And you can have confidence in God tonight that He hasn't lost control, even though this world is out of control. Even though people's personal lives are getting out of control, even though some of our lives seem out of control and we're not in control anymore, let me tell you what you do when you pray, not my will, but thine be done. He takes the wheel. Hallelujah. He begins to take control. How many times do we pray for God's will to be done? And it seems like personal circumstances and situations, doors begin to close. And amen, God begins to take over. Amen. And God begins to really take control of our life. That's when we begin to get nervous. I don't know about you, but Johnny's getting ready to learn to drive here. He's old enough to start driving with a licensed driver. God help us, praise the Lord. But no, he does pretty good. But my wife called me the other night and she's talking. Well, I can tell when she's talking and driving and when she's talking and she's not driving. And I heard her saying something to Johnny about watch this and watch that. I said, do you got him behind the wheel? Amen. And she says, yeah, I do. I says, oh my God, help us, Lord. Amen. Come on now. He doesn't have much experience. He doesn't, but amen, there comes a time, amen, where you've got to trust God, amen, and the work of God. Amen. I know God is raising up Johnny to be a fine young man, but amen, it's hard for me. I don't know about you, but when we go on road trips, I don't trust every driver. Amen. I've drove with too many of them when they've been nodding off. Amen. How's Brother Steve when you head down on the road trips? Phil's told me a few stories of Steve getting out on that 81, praise God, and his eyes start dropping, amen. His eyelids get a little, my mom used to say it this way, get some toothpicks to hold their eyelids open, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. But can I tell you something? There comes a time where we've got to let go and trust others. Amen. I don't do good with letting other people drive and me sleeping. I just don't. I don't have confidence that they can get me to where I need to get safely. Amen. There was a church bus that, and it's an awful tragedy, but there was a church bus that lost control down in Florida here just within 3 or 4 days ago, full of about 12 people. And 8 people in that bus accident, they were Christians. They were, I believe, Haitian or one of the islands, they're Christians. And the driver somehow lost control, went into a major intersection and went down into the ditch with some marsh and a swamp. And 8 people ended up dying. Well, let me tell you something. That's the reason why I don't have confidence in some drivers. Now I'm not bragging, but I drive pretty good. Amen. I do okay when I can keep my eyes open. Amen. But there's been some times that I have not always kept my eyes open, and I've had some close calls. I'm talking about confidence here. One of the things that we all lack at different times is putting our trust in others that they can get the job done. And they, oh, listen to me now, we feel we got to take it all on. We feel we've got to take it all on our shoulders, that if I don't do it, it won't get done right. Well, that's not always true. Other people have abilities, they have gifts, they have talents, and they have the ability to learn. I hope most of the people, amen, that we work with. But I've always had a very difficult time, amen, putting things on other people and trusting that they're going to get it done. I know I'm not the only one like that. Just something about being in control, amen, that gives you a confidence. When I'm in control, I'm confident it's going to get done right because I've got experience. But what do you do with life? And when you begin to pray, Lord, not my will, but thine, and God begins to take the wheel. God begins to take over. God begins to begin to conduct what doors open and what doors close. Amen. He said, I am the door. Amen. He's the one that can shut doors and he's the one that can open doors. And through life, I've realized that, amen, sometimes it's the will of God for some doors to be shut that other doors can open. Amen. And I thank God for the understanding that, amen, when he is in control, I can have confidence in knowing that he has heard my requests and my prayers and he's going to answer them. As I close this, I want to say this. And if we know that he hear us, think about that now, that the God of all creation, I don't know what you've been praying for, what you want to see transpire, what you want to see come to pass in your life, what doors you need to open up. But I want you to have confidence that God has heard your prayer. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask. Are you asking tonight? The Bible says that if we knock, the door shall be what? If we seek, we shall. Part of knocking is another form of asking. You're not verbalizing it. But can I tell you, God's wanting us to ask him. You know, he wants us to ask. I don't know about you, but Delia, we're getting ready to... Little Joseph there, it's time for him to be weaned. And he's at the age now where when he wants to feed, he has his way of asking mama. And you know what? One of the hardest things to do is to wean a child. Praise God. And I learned a few little lessons out of this, and this will help you. Well, when he gets that word no, when he can't have his what we call nurney, praise the Lord, it's his feeding time. Are you listening? I'm talking about a child now. When he starts to hear that word no, he starts pouting and crying, and he's getting nervous. He gets anxious. I heard one preacher say, God never says, when you pray, God doesn't say no. Well, can I tell you that you tell Paul that. God didn't necessarily come out and say no, but when Paul prayed three times for that thorn to be removed and God didn't answer him, that's God's way of saying, no, my grace is sufficient for you. There's many times that God don't answer, and usually when he doesn't answer, and I'm not talking absolute not answering, not just making you wait for it to come to pass. I'm talking an absolute no doesn't always come, but can I tell you, sometimes God will say no by your circumstances. You know, God speaks through circumstances. I'm always waiting for a voice, and I love it when God brings a clear word to me. And all I'm sharing with you tonight is what he gave me the other morning, is that he said, I heard you. Just as simple and clear. It was like a thought. It wasn't no great voice out of heaven. It was a still, small voice in the depths of my spirit, Brother Phil, that gave me a confidence to know that if everything I was desiring and wanting to see come to pass, I was making my request known unto my Heavenly Father, he was letting me know, I heard you, Nathan. That gave me such comfort. Are you listening? No sometimes makes us nervous. Waiting for the answer makes us anxious. But the Bible said, be anxious for what? But by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. Time is nothing for God, by the way. 1 year is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 year. Are you listening? Time ain't nothing to God. He don't have a clock. Though he is aware of times and seasons and where we're at, we have that clock on that wall, but time is nothing. When I think about, was it Jacob that had to work how many years for his wife? Was it 14 years? For 7 years, he got the wrong one. They got him drunk, and he woke up and said, dear God, that ain't the one I thought I was going to have. And he said, but I love the one that I really want so much, I'll go ahead and work another 7 years with my, was it Laban? Was it father-in-law Laban? That deceiver lied to him. But amen, he went ahead and, love will make you do some crazy things. Amen. He was willing to work 7 more years for that woman. Praise God. And what I'm trying to tell you is time. Time will test us. Time has its way of revealing what real faith in God is. Amen. And I want to encourage you tonight, be confident, my brothers and sisters. And if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Can you say amen? You may have some petitions tonight. I didn't feel to go too long. But I think we should end tonight in prayer. And we need to have some prayer requests. I'm realizing more and more and more that as we pray, God is able to move